Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8:40, Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals joins us for Center Ice with Lars Eller. But join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Jerry Palm, College Hoops bracketology expert for CBS Sports. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
So, Jerry, a couple weeks ago, we kind of buried our Terps. Two of us went to the University of Maryland, so we got vested interest in them, and we kind of buried them. And now they're starting to roll. They look like a tournament team, right?
Yeah, they do. And what they've done is take advantage of a schedule that enabled them to get on a roll. You know, they get a Minnesota team that can't win on the road. They get Nebraska, who's not completely incompetent, but still in last place in a this grind of a league. And then the win at Rutgers was nice. I mean, that's the only one they won probably where they had been an underdog. So now, they're in a pretty good spot, and the schedule is still favorable. Michigan State at home, at Northwestern, home Penn State, those are only games that could hurt them at this point. They've been through the big grind.
The conference is so good and so deep. You're probably going to have 2-1 seeds from the conference.
You might. You might. So, and nine teams in. And Maryland is looking more and more like one of them. So, you got to give them credit because that grind that they went through, that their early season Big Ten schedule was, ridiculous. And they, muddled through it as best they could, picked up some pretty good wins along the way. And now they put themselves in a position where if they finish strong here, they go into the Big Ten tournament knowing that they're a lock for the NCAAs.
Is the Big Ten tournament in Indy or Chicago?
They moved it to Indy, I want to say, last week. It was supposed to be in Chicago.
It was supposed to be in Chicago, okay. So will they be using a lot of, one gym, or are they rotating the gyms?
No, I think it's all going to be in Lucas Oil.
Okay.
And they might have two gyms in there because that's how the NCAA is setting it up. But they won't have games going on both courts at the same time.
Right, right. Yeah, because the NCAA tournament is going to use, about 6 or 7 different courts? Maybe more?
Six.
Six.
Okay. Yeah, they're using Mackey Arena at Purdue, Assembly Hall at IU, Hinkle on Butler's campus, the Fieldhouse that IU PUI plays in, and then Lucas Oil and Bankers Life where the Pacers play.
Right. So Maryland has three games left. They've got Michigan State, they've got Northwestern, they've got Penn State. Two of those are at home. And a couple of those, all three of those teams are below them in the conference. So, I mean, if they went 0-3 in those games, would they be
they're
out?
In trouble.
They're
in trouble at 0-3. No question.
I don't think they're going to go 0-3. I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 2-1 is basically a minimum. Then you're four games above 500 entering the conference tournament. But really, they should win all three of those. They're good enough to win all three of those.
They should. Yeah.
And Michigan State, Michigan State.
Well, they had a tough time, man. They were out. They didn't even play or practice for about 20 days. That's tough.
No, you're thinking of Michigan. Michigan State, I don't think, had that problem.
Oh, yeah, Michigan State. They went like 18, 20 days without playing.
Was that really early in the season?
It wasn't that long ago.
Well, Michigan just came off a three-week pause, but Michigan State's been playing lately. Anyways, Michigan State, Michigan State's problem is they can't score. They haven't got anybody who can reliably score.
Yeah. Maryland has that problem too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. But they've been finding a rhythm. Michigan State will mess with their rhythm. Whatever rhythm they have offensively, Michigan State's going to mess with. They like to play games in like the 60s.
Right.
And if you can get the score higher than that, Michigan State's in trouble because they just can't keep up.
I wanted to add, well, first of all, I'm excited because conference tournaments actually start this week. I think the Horizon, maybe they have a play-in on Thursday.
No, they just have 12 teams. Okay. So they've got the four, top four have byes into next week, and then the other eight are playing one game this week.
All right. Are conference tournaments as big this year as they usually are, just based on the schedule changes and the amount of
games? I mean, I don't see why it would be really any different. First of all, conference tournaments, the importance of conference tournaments is overrated. Always has been. They're just, you know, another chance to get wins, you know, away from home, which are nice. The committee likes to see you win away from home. But if you're in deep trouble by the time you get to the conference tournament, the only way to fix it is to win it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're in really good shape, you're probably not going to blow it in the conference tournament. So, you know, for all of those teams on the bubble, it matters. You know, it might be as to whether you get in or whether you don't. But otherwise, you know, everybody puts a lot of importance in their own mind in the conference tournaments because they're the last games played, but the committee doesn't. It's just another game of normally 30-some that you play this year. It's another game on the, you know, between 15 and 30 that you're playing this year because everybody's playing a different number.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of games. The Michigan-Ohio State game, Jerry, was a really good game to watch.
That was a blast. Yeah, that was like watching, you know, almost
you know, like an Elite Eight game or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, you know, like a game from maybe 20 years ago when you had more free flowing offenses and that was a lot of fun. It was, but you know, both teams, you can see why both teams are rated as high as they are because. They played really well, and even though the game got up to like 90, it wasn't that bad of a defensive game. It's just, you know, guys are making plays and hitting shots, and there's only so much you can do sometimes. And that was a lot of fun, and that's probably the most fun I had watching a basketball game all year that didn't involve Purdue.
Are you surprised that I knew Juwan could recruit just based on his name, you know, and the fact that he was in the NBA? He's a really good X's and O's coach. I mean, he out-coached Ohio State because they couldn't guard the pick and rolls. They couldn't get over ball screens. I mean, that's how they won that game.
Yeah, and, you know, well, you know, he coached as an assistant in the NBA for quite a while.
Right.
Before, you know, he was thought of as a potential NBA head coach. Mm-hmm. And then he takes the Michigan job. And I think the smartest thing he did when he got the Michigan job was hire Phil Martelli, who had just retired from St. Joe's. And it built a successful program there. So now you've got a guy who doesn't see this job as a stepping stone, has been very successful as a head coach and a college program, and an advisor as he builds this program. And, that was just really smart, low ego kind of move because coaches, you know, can sometimes really be high ego guys. But I think that was the biggest thing that he did, but obviously he's got talented guys and he knows how to coach. And I think Hunter Dickinson is the biggest difference between this year's team and last year's.
He's having an unbelievable year.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah.
Talking to Jerry Palm, bracketologist, college hoops expert for CBS Sports. So got a couple of teams that are still undefeated, including Gonzaga. And Gonzaga does this kind of thing often because they don't face, you know, the top-tier competition. And looking at their schedule, you know, they opened up the year – and they were supposed to play Baylor. That game was canceled.
Yeah.
They played Kansas, who at the time was number 6. They played West Virginia, who at the time was number 11. And since then, have they been tested?
Not in their league.
No, not really.
They don't get tested in their league. They all of their tests come outside the league. They have to do that every year. They go out and get the best games they can every year. It's not just resume building. It's, you know, this is what the NCAA tournament's going to be like, and we need to be ready for it. And we can't count on that reliably in our league. So that's been, they've been able to do that. Now this year, obviously, it was tougher because throwing schedules together for non-conference was chaotic for everybody. But they still managed some pretty good games, and you know, they've asserted their dominance all season long, and for me, deserve to be number one. And if at the end of the year it ends up being Baylor instead of Gonzaga, I mean, they'll settle it eventually.
And Jerry, in your Hinkle 1 bracket, you've got Gonzaga facing off against the Louisville-Maryland winner in the 8-9 matchup. So if the Terps get in and get past that first hurdle, they're the Zags potentially waiting for them.
Yeah, sorry. that's not going to end well.
Yeah, no. Probably not.
I'll just tell you right now, that's not going to end well.
I mean, Gonzaga is so good. I mean, they can all shoot. They got a good mix of young kids. I mean, Suggs is a freshman. He's probably going to be a top three pick in the draft. And Tim, you know, they got big kids who are older. But I was just watching the San Diego game a little bit over the weekend, and it was like, you know, varsity players playing against JV.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the league is like for them. Even BYU, who's a pretty good team, doesn't really pose much of a challenge for Gonzaga. So, yeah, that's, you know, they get into the NCAA tournament, and they're going to be, you know, they're pretty hungry as a program in general, because, you know, they got within a whisper of winning the championship. Was that 2017, 16, something like that? Yeah. When they were in the final against North Carolina, and, you know, they know that they've got a championship caliber program. It's just a matter of getting the trophy, and they're going to have their hands full maybe with Baylor. You know, it's funny. I don't normally root for chalk in the tournament, but I think college basketball deserves Gonzaga versus Baylor.
Yeah, certainly in the Final Four. All right, what about Duke? They get a big win last night at home against Syracuse. They're now 11-8, 9-6 in the conference. I got to think that they're probably in. Maybe not.
No.
You don't think they're in?
Not yet. No, I might put them on the bubble now, though. I mean, their resume is sketchy. The Virginia win is nice. Syracuse is probably not a tournament team. I don't know that they've beaten anybody. Oh, Clemson. They beat Clemson. Yeah. And, you know, so, and also at home. At right this moment.
Losing to Miami is awful. I get it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. They've got, of those eight losses, a couple are good, a couple are mediocre, but half of them are to teams that aren't going anywhere. And, you know, if the tournament were today and you had to pick either Michigan State or Duke, Michigan State's got a better resume. Now, after Illinois smokes them tonight, that won't be the case. But, you know, Michigan State's got a better tournament resume, and in part because one of their wins is at Duke. You know, and so Duke is, I want to say 6-0, I read somewhere, without Jalen Johnson, so that's nice, but the other games count too. So what they had to do was get hot and stay hot. They've done the get hot part. Now they need to stay hot, but they need to beat somebody with a pulse away from home before you really feel good about them. But I say that I would not put them in the tournament now, and they're barely on the bubble. I'm not going to be surprised if they make it, because I like the role they're on.
So how many ACC teams do you have in right now?
Five,
maybe?
Both Virginias, Clemson, Louisville, Florida State,
Virginia Tech,
and North Carolina, six. North Carolina's on the fringe. Okay. They're in my first four.
Hey, talk about the Hokies. Really good job Coach Young's done. You know, they don't have any superstars, really, but, man, they get after you defensively.
Yeah.
They've had the COVID thing now. They went through that. But they had to suspend one of their best players. But they're just grinders.
Yeah, I like that about them. They have to fight for everything, and so they go fight for everything. And so I like that about them. I don't know. I like their tournament resume as it stands right now. Are they on their pause now, or are they just coming off of it? They're just coming off of it, aren't they?
They play tonight. Yeah, they're just coming. They play tonight against Georgia Tech.
It'll be the first game in a couple of weeks, right?
Yep. So we'll see how they bounce back from it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's because, you know, that's been a mixed bag. You know, Clemson got blown out like four games out of five coming out of their pause, and then Louisville came out of theirs and lost by 45 to Carolina. So, you know, hopefully Virginia Tech can do a little better than that, but you know, Georgia Tech is a team that thinks that they should be in the tournament too, so that should be a fight.
So will you be covering any conference tournaments live?
No, probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
No. I mean, normally I'm in the studio in New York during that time, but I don't think I'm going to be doing that either. I think I'll be doing all of that remotely.
All right, Jerry, appreciate the time. It's Jerry Palm from CBS.
Good stuff, Jerry.
Sports.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
I'm surprised, Jason.
It's a year where Syracuse might not be in the tournament, Michigan State, Duke.
North Carolina. I'm surprised you thought Duke was in.
Well, just based on the fact that they're hot now, they've won four straight. Now, he's probably right. They're probably going to add to it. But just based on the name and the rep and Coach K and, you know, if they were 500 right now, I'd say, yeah, they're probably out. But if they can get to 11 wins in conference, I don't know. I just got to think that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right about Michigan State. Michigan State went through a COVID. They went 20 days without playing.
It was a month ago.
It's hard to keep track of everybody.
It was late January, So I don't know. Maybe he's right. I mean, he knows more than I do, so maybe Duke is out.
All right, coming up next, we're going to switch gears. We'll open up EB's entertainment page. He's going to give us a performance from American Idol that blew away the judges. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We'll connect with Lars Eller. Center ice with Lars Eller coming up at 8:45. We'll talk to the Cap centerman. Also, AWOD makes his return to the show at 9:20. We will check in with AWOD then. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page. Entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Now, Cakes, you know, all you guys know that historically I've always kind of enjoyed these singing shows. I like it when they find the new stars. And admittedly, there haven't been too many breakout stars from these shows in the last few years. But still, it is kind of fascinating to me. I like to watch the early rounds of The Voice when they turn their chairs around. I kind of get a kick out of that. And then anytime you have, like, you know, they're always looking for young singers, right? Young, untapped potential. And there was a 15-year-old, this girl, Casey Bishop. And, you know, a pretty girl. She's never really performed before. And she's just this unbelievable singer who just, like, only her friends know that she sings. And she just kind of sings around the house. I mean, she must have some training because she's so darn good. But she showed up, and she's got, like, that, like, adult taste. Like, she likes Ella Fitzgerald and all these old-time sort of singers, but then she also she likes Motley Crue, I guess, because she did
They asked her what kind of music she likes, and she says she gets psyched for rock and roll.
Yeah,
and you don't see that much on American Idol.
Yeah, and so I'd like to hear that.
She did a acapella, I guess they called it like sort of a bluesy version of Live Wire. Mm-hmm. Now, can you play the original first? Because I don't know that I know that song by title. Do you know the song, Cakes?
It's off their debut album. I mean, this is their first song that ever kind of, I don't know if it broke them, but this
is
like
a big song for them?
Yeah. There was a video out for it.
I mean, it's not their best song.
No, it wasn't. This is pre-Shout at the Devil Motley Crue. This is like when they're playing Hollywood clubs and there's 50 people there. You know,
this makes me feel good because I didn't recognize it when she sang it, but I knew that she obviously sang well.
Yeah.
So this is her version. Now remember, it's not that she did like a bluesy version, a cappella, no musicians, and this is a 15-year-old kid. On American Idol.
Well, what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to be singing Live Wire by Motley Crue.
Wow. Okay. All right. Give it to us.
I don't think we've ever heard that song on this show.
We've not heard this. First.
That means
stop for a second, Valdi.
I don't think Lionel Richie's ever heard Motley Crue. He's probably never heard it in his lifetime.
Do you think, because I didn't know it by name, do you think they know the song by name?
I'm going to guess Lionel Richie, no.
Katy Perry,
probably. I'm going to say because she's... What's she like? 40, like
she's
mid 30s, 40.
Yeah,
she's 36.
Yeah,
Luke
I'm gonna
Bryan.
Say she knows it.
Who's the dude with the glasses?
Not sure if the country guy knows
is that,
it.
Is that Luke Bryan?
Probably.
I don't know if he has glasses.
The TV promos. There's five of them there, and I can never figure out who the fifth person is.
On American Idol, it's just three judges.
I thought there was just three.
No, but there's like a picture that I keep. Whenever I see the promo, there's a dude in the background with glasses.
Don't know. Maybe that's when they have their mentors or whatever. I don't know.
I would be stunned if Lionel Richie has ever heard Live Wire by Motley Crue prior to this girl singing it.
I just thought they added somebody else. I just sent you the picture. I didn't know if he was like a pop star that I'm unaware of.
Let me see.
He's in all of the promos on TV.
Did you put it in the outhang?
Yeah.
Right. Don't know who that is. Nope. Maybe he's the executive producer or something. I have no idea who that is.
Just another producer trying to get their shine. That's all.
Right.
That's all that
that's
is.
Yeah, he must be.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's not a judge.
Yeah, because there's only three judges, right?
Correct.
There's only three judges on the clip I saw.
Yeah. All right, so this is Casey.
So this is a 15-year-old girl. Casey she's never Bish. Really sang in public before.
I wonder if they call her Bish Bucks.
Yeah, she might be related to you, buddy.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. I'll either break his face or take down his legs, give him my ways, I will. Go for the throat and never let loose, going in for the kill. Take my fist and break down walls, I'm on top tonight. Oh no, you better turn me loose. You better set me free, cause I'm a high young and running free. Little bit better than I used to be, cause I'm alive. Live Wire, cause I'm alive.
Hey, Cakes, she's better than Motley Crue. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll say this. She's certainly can hit notes now that Vince Neil.
Yeah.
He may have been able to hit them in the 80s. I know he can't hit them now. There's no
I like that
those
way better than the Motley Crue
I like
version.
The original.
Yeah, I'm partial to the original. But she's good.
Well,
I
mean, she can definitely sing.
She sings her ass off. I get psyched when I hear a kid like that. To me, just reinforces that there's a God, because that's just a sick talent to be able to do that.
Right.
That's just insane.
So is she she's your fave now? She's your
well. What the donk Luke Bryan said, and you know they say these kinds of things all the time. He said, "I think you're the winner of American Idol this year."
Wow.
He said, "I think we just heard the winner."
He said that after that song.
Yep.
Wow.
Actually, she did one more song. She did somebody I'd never heard of. Like, is there a Sarah Vaughan? Have you heard of her, Cakes?
Nope. Have not.
Yeah.
Ask
she did
me.
She did
By the
a
way,
Sarah
the
Vaughan
fifth
song.
Person in the picture is somebody named Bobby Bones, who's the mentor.
Oh, he's like a DJ, right?
Yeah, he's a radio wackadoo.
He's a radio DJ.
Bobby Bones.
How'd he work his way, weasel his way onto the show?
Somehow he won Dancing with the Stars, too.
Maybe it's because... Maybe he's like the musical ear, you know, like the who's the guy with the golden ears they used to have on occasionally?
Valdez.
The old guy.
Yes.
Who's the old guy that discovered like Whitney Houston? Come on.
Clive Davis?
Clive Davis, yeah. Clive Davis has been on the show before and like consulted.
Well, he's like he's the in-house mentor where like he offers him industry advice. I'm sure he's friends with Luke Bryan because he's from Nashville.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
So anyway, you guys have not seen The Dirt. About Motley Crue on Netflix. You should watch it.
And I read the book.
Especially for the opening scene. It's a little bit of a show.
Right.
Is it just
one? These would like it.
One show, one movie?
Yeah, it's like 90 minutes long, I want to say. Maybe 2 hours. It's good.
So the boys keep talking about the producer. And they were wondering if Bobby Bones was the producer. And that's because we talked about it yesterday. The Jeopardy producer is filling in. And it's funny. I never watch Jeopardy. I mean, I never watch it, but I happened to be on the channel last night when he came out and they introduced him, and he was very smooth. He was
I brought this up yesterday. We keep calling him a producer, and he is a producer, but he's also been an on-air personality. I've seen him before in front of the cameras.
I've never seen him before.
Because I think I watched a few episodes of the Goofy Show, which he hosted. It was like a high school reunion show. And he did that, and I mentioned yesterday he did Beauty and the Geek. He's been in front of the camera before.
Correct. But still, first time I've ever seen him hosting this show, he was very smooth. He's obviously, you know, watched Alex do it 1,000 times or however long he's been there.
Yeah.
He was really, really good. And I think the reviews are really, really good, right? People really dig him. What'd you think, Valdez?
I thought he was amazing, actually.
You did?
Yeah, he had he definitely had much more professional voice than Ken, very polished. And then I noticed that the interviews that he did with the contestants, you could tell that he wrote down all of the questions for Alex because he was a natural at it. Mm-hmm. Like he was very good with that in the interaction.
I watched one of the episodes with Ken Jennings last night, and it just further reinforced that I could never be on Jeopardy because they had a whole category on madrigals, which are vocal music compositions of the Renaissance and early Baroque eras. I would just take the collar. I would get a zero.
I've heard of Al Madrigal.
like a madrigal. Comedian. They went through every single question, and my brain was just spinning.
By the way, Mike Richards is butt handsome too.
He's a good looking
guy. Dreamy.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
Were you getting all steamed up watching him, Valdez?
I think also because I was getting a lot right. It was making me excited.
Okay, so it was intoxicating.
Yeah. It is a little bit of it's not quite the hero that Valdez and I thought he was, because I don't think he joined Jeopardy until 2020 as the producer.
So he's only been a producer for a year or so.
But he's produced other hit game shows and hosted them. He's just like, this is his what he does for a living. And
yeah, I mean, they say he's been nominated for an Emmy 17 times.
I know, but Valdez like came in this morning and said, the reason why he was so good during the Jeopardy interviews is because he's been talking to these hosts, these contestants for years. And he's figured
He wrote Alex's questions for a year.
By the way, I'd be okay with them doing away with that entire portion of the show,
Valdez. It's usually very awkward, but this was very smooth and funny.
Like they always have a story that it's never funny. It never makes you laugh.
I know.
It's always super nerdy. Just do away with that. Give us more questions.
I didn't know they did that. So I was like, what are they doing?
Every show.
Every
show.
Donks for?
Every single show, they do it.
Have you ever watched Jeopardy?
Because I need to know about the librarian that's in a macrame class. Or,
yeah, don't watch it.
It's like, I don't need to know that. I don't care.
Dude, that show just pisses me off because some of them are on the tip of my tongue. Some of them. Not a lot. But because my brain is so mush, I can't recall, and I just get bitter. And most of them, I have no clue.
The strategy completely changed since the one guy started doing the $1,000 bets?
I don't know that they were doing that.
They weren't really doing that.
Give him respect. Holzhauer.
Right.
Yeah, Holzhauer changed the game. But
how dare you?
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, why are you donk starting at the 200s? Right. You're supposed to start at the end.
So they were going traditional.
They were kind of I think so. I was barely paying attention. But this is how slow and terrible I am. So none of you guys know this. Maybe Cakes. But Lindsay Zarniak does a bit. She did it throughout the pandemic on Instagram with her kids. And it's a cute thing where she puts a joke of the day. And they're the world's easiest jokes.
Right.
And so she has on a thing, and she goes, like, what does the dog say to the cat or whatever? And then it's a flashcard, right? And then you click the next picture, and you see, and it's the goofiest thing. I literally have gotten zero of them through the entire pandemic.
Are you serious?
All right, I stare at them.
Here's
and I go,
one. Here's
God damn
one.
It, I can't get these.
Here's one, EB. What's a cow's favorite place to go?
Oh, I mean, you got to get this.
The moon.
No.
Oh, that's what? I would have guessed that.
Movies.
Yes. Oh, well, come on. I think the come moon on. Was good, too. Come on. I said
that's
the
not
moon.
Bad. That's not terrible.
Yeah. But, like, I can't get any. Can you, Drabby, can you pull up Lindsay's? Let's try to go through, like, her last three or four. Like, Cakes will get them.
Top of my head. I think, hopefully, I'm not botching it. EB, yeah. Why is 10 scared?
This is an elementary
eight,
school joke.
7, 8, 9.
There you go.
Stupid.
Oh. Yeah. See, I can't. I don't.
That's
know
just
those.
Dumb.
Yeah, well, that's he's saying. He
you
can't
got it
any
though.
Out.
I don't think I could have gotten
Eric. Jokes are one thing, but not getting those questions last night on Jeopardy. I was watching it. Those were the easiest questions. If you weren't getting those right, I got some serious concerns about you. Because I only watched the first 15 minutes, and I think I got 90% of them right. And not
even Al Madrigals?
Well, no.
No, that was from a previous episode. Yeah.
No, the questions were like words that start with T. A giant hairy spider.
Eight letters.
What is a tarantula?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
well, no,
were...
I would get that, but I don't remember that one. The one that I remember that I should have gotten that I couldn't, it had something to do with politics, and it was about this two-word term about, you know, like astroturf.
Grassroots.
And it was grassroots, yeah. And I was like, God damn it, I should have gotten that one. That one haunted me. That one haunted me. Most of the others, listen, I'm also barely paying attention because I'm doing other things, but I never get them. I mean, I'm like 1 for 2 million.
Well,
that's
all right.
I
just know watch the show.
You know what? It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
Don't beat yourself up.
No, it's fine.
I get a decent amount, but I have so many blind spots. Opera, European history.
Why
world?
Would you know that, I mean, stuff?
You should. You have to study that stuff. You don't just know that stuff. You have to study it.
Right.
People don't go to Jeopardy knowing about opera. It's something they have to drill into their heads.
You can kind of figure out the answer based off of the question. That's what you need
true,
to do.
True, but you need some working knowledge of the actual subject.
All right, I'm going
to
give you a couple. I'm going to give some free plugs here to Lindsay. Let me see here. Did you pull it up, Drab? You don't care.
I thought JP had it.
No, those were off the top of my head. Yeah. Kids jokes?
Is this called Dopey Jeopardy?
That's some JP's
Jeopardy. Here you go. What did Oh, no, that's not even.
We're doing a Jackie the Joke Man bit.
All right, this is a Jackie bit. Where do fishermen go to get their haircut, Lurch?
No idea.
The barber shop. I mean, I would just never get that.
Sad thing is that you laughed at
Joke Land.
What Saturday morning cartoon do fruits watch? I literally stare at these things for 2 minutes, and then I get pissed, and I go ahead. All right, what's the answer? Let me see. Oops, I didn't
go to jokeland.com.
What Saturday morning cartoon do fruits watch? Do you guys know? Tom and Cherry.
Oh, my. That's so bad.
That's really bad.
They're so bad, but she kind of does it every day. What did the grape say when it was crushed, Cakes?
I don't know.
Nothing. I just let out a little wine. It just let out a little wine. So, I mean, they're all cheesy, but I can get
you're hooked
none
on it,
of
though.
Them.
You're hooked
huh?
on it.
I'm hooked. I just want to get one. I just want to get one. So...
Anyway. Might be the new morning matchup.
Yeah. Please, no.
Oh, please, do not put us through that.
It's like Cakes is drinking some wine now.
It's my wave soda.
Nice.
Delicious.
Never seen it in a glass.
I got it in a rocks glass. Silly. Nice.
All right, Jason, I think you might be interested in
By the
this.
Way, what I watched last night is better than any Jeopardy episode.
What did you watch?
It was an awesome early 90s movie starring Kurt Russell and Ray Liotta. Cakes.
Oh, you like it? Is that in Internal Affairs?
No.
No, hold on.
Close.
Kurt Russell and Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Why am I spacing on this?
The
I don't know.
Entry.
Oh, I have a big blind spot for that.
I haven't seen
Oh, you
that.
Didn't see that?
Maybe once.
Oh, Madeline Stowe is just so hot.
All right, Lurch, we're way late. We're supposed to have Lars on, right? So we got to do Lars when we come back. If we have time, we'll get into EP. But I know at 9:20 we have AWOTS. We just got a packed show. But when we come back, Lars Eller.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Time now for Center Ice with Lars Eller, presented by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Absolutely the best. Good morning, Lars.
Good morning, guys.
Lars, as we play Eye of the Tiger for you, as your walk-up, I just started wondering how many of the Rocky movies has Lars Eller seen?
Ooh, good question.
I think I've seen all of them, although it was a long time ago. I think it's been at least, it must have been like 10 years since I saw one.
I mean, do you have a favorite? Do you like Rocky III takes on Mr. T, Clubber Lang? That's where Apollo Creed trains him. Rocky IV, he goes to Russia and fights Drago.
Yeah,
Rocky V is a street fight.
Yeah, I think Rocky IV, where he goes to Russia and fights Dolph Lundgren. I think that's the one that stands out the most.
Pretty realistic that he beat Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, the guy's doped up on all the steroids in Russia. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm still partial. Was it Rocky II with Mr. T? Clubber
Lang.
That's
Rocky III.
Yeah. Rocky III is the best, I think. The Clubber Lang one. That's the one that just jumps out at me.
Well, that's where he gets the Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I have to rewatch it.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk some puck. Over the weekend, mixed bag. You lose on Saturday. You win on Sunday. How would you assess your play the last couple of games?
Yeah, I think the team's got another I think we got another level we got to get to. I also think the division is more competitive than last year. I think Jersey is, like, we played Jersey here the other day for the first time. They're a lot better than they have been in the past. You got some really good young players up front. They're a fast team. So you can't underrate. You can't take any wins against them for granted. So I think it's just a super competitive division this year. But I think on our side, I think we're still looking for a little bit of improvements. I think we can play better than we do. But now we won three of the last four, so I'd still say we're on the right track overall.
Lars, how happy were you for Oshbabe for breaking out of his 9-game goal scoring drought? Gets 2 on the power play against the Devils. That was big for him.
Yeah, very happy for him. When he's playing well, we're a lot better team. He's a big key to our success, especially when as the season's going to go on and we're going to hopefully be in the playoffs. He's just a very clutch player for us. So happy to see him to get on the board today, and the power play came up with some big goals and some games that's going to need to be the difference maker.
I see TJ and Tom Wilson and Carly and Ovi sometimes involved in, like, the pregame chicanery and the bits where they're, like, smacking each other on the butt with their hockey sticks and punching each other. I don't really see Lars getting in on that. Why isn't Lars more in the mix there?
Yeah, I know. I tend to stay back in the locker room with some of the other guys, and we just I don't need to do all those things to get fired up for the game. I just kind of like to stay in my own little bubble. We're actually 3 of the 4 centers. Me and Kusi and Packy, we stay back in the room while all that crazy stuff is going on out in the hallway. Guys are yelling and slashing each other and
stay away from playing that nonsense.
Playing air guitar and whatnot. I think we're just staying back and keeping it simple.
Are centermen more like calm, cool, and collected? Like, are there differences in personalities by position?
Yeah, maybe they are. I think there's something about it. I think there's something to it. Yeah, that maybe the centermen are a little more.
You could say you're more cerebral. You're a thinking man.
Are they more cerebral players and everybody else is just sort of instinctive and
kind
wild?
Of donks, you could say it.
Is that true?
I don't know. It's like, the wingers, you just need to, let them loose. Go crazy. Yeah.
Lars, are you at an aviary? What's going on?
Is it a bird sanctuary?
Sounds like a bunch of birds. It sounds very peaceful.
I'm out for a walk.
Are you in your neighborhood?
Huh?
In your neighborhood?
Yeah.
The bird is on your shoulder.
No, I'm just out for a stroll with the dog and with Alexander here before heading to the rink.
Well, let's guess on Lars Eller's dog. Don't tell us what sort of dog you have. We're going to go around
your dogs.
We're going to go around the horn and guess. Jason, you want to guess first? Lars Eller's dog breed.
Don't answer.
I mean,
Lars.
This is. I guess this is kind of
a total shot in the dark.
I'm going to say a yellow lab.
Okay, right. You're in with that. I'm in for the shticky answer because he's all Danish. Right. He has a Great Dane. Of course, he has a Great Dane.
Of course, he does. I'm going to say just German Shepherd. German Shepherd.
All right,
JP. What do you think?
I don't even know many dog types, so
neither do I.
Give us a color, then.
Doberman. All right, producers, do you want to throw your hat in the ring?
Valdez,
Siberian Husky.
I was trying to look up dog types.
Okay. I don't know where Drab is.
All right, Lars, what sort of dog are you walking around your neighborhood?
I'd say first of all, good guesses. It's actually none of them. It's a cotton dog, little fluffy cotton dog, and Yeah, no, I didn't pick that one up. My wife and daughter did.
So it's like a little rag doll, like,
oh, yeah, like rag dogs.
What Cakes has?
That's not a real dog, Lars.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying, but you have to be practical also when you're flying overseas a lot. Yeah. And
true.
So it can fit in the bag.
I wanted you to have a Great Dane so badly. But, I'm so desperate.
That's too big. But my daughter is asking me almost every week about getting a husky. So I don't know. Maybe down the line. But.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious. So he's got one of those little runt dogs.
Well, he's traveling to Europe all the time. He needs to stuff it in a carrying case. Carrying bag.
Oh, my God. What a pain in the butt.
Hey, Lars, before we let you go.
It's not my dog. It's my daughter's dog.
Yeah. Right, right.
Good excuse.
Right.
Hey, Lars, close your eyes right now as you're walking down the street.
Picture a score
tonight against
the Pens. Yeah, but pause. Don't trip and hurt yourself. Just pause right. with your tiny little dog.
Yeah, just close your eyes and picture a score and give it to
tell
him.
Tell him why you want him to picture
a
score.
I don't want to tell him yet.
All right. Picture a score,
picture
Lars.
Just picture a score in your head.
Yep. For tonight's game.
The score for tonight's game.
Oh, 3-1.
3-1?
Who wins?
That's an under.
Well, I hope he's...
Of course he's going to pick the Caps on one.
That's my play. I'm going under 6.5.
He's going under.
Sounds good. 3-1 Caps.
Love it.
Well,
all right, Lars, we're going to hold it. We're going to hold you to it.
All right, 3-1. All right, that's a good prediction.
Once you guys score three, don't go out there and score 5 or 6. That'll screw everything up.
That's right. Can't have that many.
Right?
Well, don't gamble away all your money.
That is very smart.
Oh, so you know.
Very smart, Lars.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Lars. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right. That's Lars Eller.
I was about to tell him not to trip on the black ice, but he makes his living on the ice, so I think he's going to be fine.
I know his dog's not pulling him away.
No, it's not his dog. It's his daughter's dog, right. JP.
That's a great point, Cakes. Do you think, like, any of the Caps, they ever slip and fall when they get their newspaper?
No chance.
Never.
It's right? never happened.
It's no chance. Just silly.
They don't even put, like, salt down on their driveway.
They don't need to.
It's their place of business.
Hey, Cakes, I will say this, though, and they played the Pens 4 times.
Yeah.
They've scored, the total goals have been 7, 9, 9, and 4. So 3 out of the 4 have been overs.
Look what I'm doing.
Under.
Raise it up. Raise it up.
Umberto Brennis.
Raise up that total, my friend.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, remember, we have AWOD joining us at 9:20. Don't want to miss it. We're going to check in with AWOD at 9:20. But coming up next is the talk of Jeff Bezos, EB's guy, Jeff Bezos, as the Washington football team's next owner, legit. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.